This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's a Monday. It is gorgeous outside. It's the 20th of May. It's 2024. And at the recording of this podcast, the Tigers are trailing the D-backs 4-3 in the desert. I just have one quick question before we dive into it. Do you think Arizona would be interested in trading for Javier Baez? Dude, Javi had a weekend, and again, at the time of recording here, it's not over just yet. Javi, 8 hits, 7 RBI, had 5 RBIs on Friday night. That's his most in a Detroit Tigers uniform. Javi hits like 370 at Chase Field. Scott Harris, get on the fold right now with Arizona. Say, listen, Javi can be yours. I know you want to go back to the National League Championship Series. They want to go back to the World Series. Javier Baez in the desert is electric. Absolutely electric. So can you trade him to Arizona, or can you play all your games at Chase Field? Because the Tigers smash the baseball at Chase. I mean, after getting shut out in back-to-back games against one of the worst pitching staffs in all of baseball, the Miami Marlins at home, the Tigers put up 13 on Friday. They put up 8 on Saturday. And again, at the time of the recording of this podcast, they already got 3 runs. And you know they do their damage in the later innings. So I wouldn't be surprised if they win this ball game and end up scoring 6, 7, 8, or 9 more runs. So make that happen. Scott Harris, come on. I will regain all the faith in the world in you if you can deal Javi Baez to Arizona. Or petition Major League Baseball, and we now play all our games in the desert. Would you miss going to games? You'd be okay. You'd win a lot of those games. They mash at Chase. Anyway, I wanted to do this because when Jared Goff signed his contract extension, I didn't really talk about it all that much because everybody else talked about it and the timing was weird and we had a guest as well. So I really didn't do a podcast about Jared Goff. And to be honest, I don't have no issue with the contract. No issue at all. He's making $53 million a season. People get freaked out by the number, but the cap hit is minuscule for the first 2 seasons. The Lions have literally 2 years, this coming year and next year, to win a championship. And then they can restructure when the Goff contract could become problematic. And it's like 26% of the Lions' salary cap. Like, whatever, not a big deal. Let me ask you this. If the NFL makes a ton more money like they do, if the salary goes up 16% like it does, if the TV networks are making a boatload of cash as well, I think Jared Goff can make $53 million. Is he a little overpaid? Sure. He's never won an All-Pro. He's never been an He's never been a league MVP. But you know how these things work. The next deal will be bigger than Goff's, and then the deal after that will be larger than Goff's, and next thing you know, the contract of when Jared Goff, if he continues to play like he has, then it will look like a deal. So I have no issue with the contract. None whatsoever. However, you do wonder how good Goff is. Because now Jared Goff signs this contract extension. Everybody has an opinion about where Goff ranks among elite quarterbacks in the NFL. He's not elite. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. Like, he's not those guys. He's a top 10 quarterback. I think that's fair to say. But where exactly does he rank? Are we talking 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th? Dare I say 10 out of the top 10? Everybody's ranking is different. However, when you live in Detroit and you get Detroit opinions, sometimes they're going to be skewed by the Goff haters, who will probably downgrade him, or the Goff homers, who will definitely upgrade him. So what if I told you a respected national radio host, TV guy as well in the media, decided to do a Goff ranking? And where does he have Jared Goff? I think this is interesting. Colin Cowherd, well-respected, does great radio shows. He's one of the Mount Rushmore of sports radio hosts nationally. He's really good, right? So he did this segment on one of his radio shows. It's called Take Off or Take Off. Take Goff or Take Off. And he compared Jared Goff against some of the more elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Who did he choose in the matchups? I have 9 audio bites. Here's what I want to do. I want to give you the matchup, Goff versus this QB. Then I'm going to play you who Colin Cowherd took. And then I want you to decide for yourself if he got it right, and I will do the same. Sound like fun? Of course it does. Let's get to it, shall we? The first matchup, Jared Goff versus Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens. Who did Colin Cowherd take? Take a listen.
I would take Lamar because I think he is the system, and I think Goff is a little bit dependent on the right protection and the right system. Lamar's just going to just do what Lamar's going to do. So both great. I would take Lamar.
All right, so Jared Goff 0-1. And by the way, I agree with Colin Cowherd. I, too, would take Lamar Jackson. First of all, he's cheaper. Second of all, he's got unbelievable athleticism that Jared Goff doesn't. He can kill you in the air. He can kill you with his legs. And you put him in this system, which, by the way, is how I'm judging Jared Goff and these other quarterbacks. You put him with this O-line and these skill position players, Lamar would win the MVP again, I feel. So I think he got it right. I would take Lamar Jackson as well. All right, tabulate your vote. Hit me up in the comments section. Matchup number 2, Jared Goff or Jalen Hurts? Who's Colin Cowherd taking?
I'm worried about Jalen's injuries. Goff, I think, sees the field better, bigger, taller. I think I would take Goff. I'm worried. I've said this before. I like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts without Shane Steichen calling the plays is not the same as Jalen Hurts with Shane Steichen calling the plays. I may change my mind on this by Thanksgiving.
All right, so he's going Jared Goff over Jalen Hurts, and I, too, am going Jared Goff over Jalen Hurts. Listen, I don't like to say a guy gets injured too much, and that's the main reason I'm not choosing him over another quarterback, but Jalen Hurts always seems to lose steam throughout the course of the season, case in point, last year as well. I understand he is a hell of a lot more athletic, and he's a heck of a lot younger, too. And his contract is cheaper than Jared Goff, but I'm going to go Jared Goff in this current structure that Goff happens to be in. Matchup number 3. This one's easy for me. Jared Goff versus Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. Who's Colin Cowherd taking?
Goff, easy. I think he's getting better as he gets older, especially in the postseason. I think Dak, a few injuries, has hit a ceiling, hit a wall. This is what he is. I also think Goff is going to have better protection and more weapons. The Cowboys will be very Dak-reliant, and when he throws 40 or more times, he is 8-18. So I think Goff will have a much better year.
I'm in lockstep with Cowherd on this one, too. This is easy. And you know what? Colin Cowherd broke down a couple of different examples of why he's going Goff instead of Dak Prescott. I'll add one that he did not mention. Dak Prescott, when the games matter the most, does not show up to play football. Jared Goff does. I am going Jared Goff. All right, matchup number four. Jared Goff versus Jim Harbaugh's new quarterback, Justin Herbert. Tabulate your votes. Who are you going with? Who did Colin Cowherd go with?
Well, even though Herbert, well, you know, Goff's got a little bit of a tailwind. He's got a little more momentum going for him. But I'm going to take Herbert, bigger, stronger, taller, more mobile. Doesn't have a lot of momentum currently. He's going to have to create that with the Jim Harbaugh. But I think it'll happen very early.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with Colin Cowherd. I think Justin Herbert is one of the more overrated quarterbacks in all of football. Now, maybe I'll eat my words when Jim Harbaugh gets his hands on him and he becomes a great quarterback, because we see what Harbaugh can do with quarterbacks. But yeah, Herbert is more athletic, right? Sure. Herbert has a better arm. Absolutely. Herbert can run as well. He's mobile too. However, Justin Herbert, with all that talent around him in Los Angeles, how many coaches did he get fired, right? How many times did he underperform? I'm going to go Jared Goff in this system compared to Justin Herbert in that system. All right, what do you think? Next matchup, I find this one fascinating. Jared Goff versus Packer quarterback Jordan Love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What did Colin have to say? Can I call him Colin? I feel we're close enough.
I'm still not sure about the landing with Jordan Love. I don't know where he's going to land. I would take Goff But again, I have the right to change my opinion. I just would like another 6 to 8 starts from Jared Goff. But his mobility and the way he 8 of the last 9 weeks operated that offense with all those young receivers, kids, really impressive. Today, I take Goff. This is a tough one for me because I'm on the looks like Jordan Love's a top 10 guy train.
I disagree with Colin Cowherd once again. Now, he kind of alluded to it, talking about Jordan Love, how good he is, how mobile he is, how athletic he is, and that he might end up changing his mind. He mentioned at the end of that cut that he thinks Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback. He also kind of screwed up. He said Jared Goff instead of Jordan Love when he said, I want to see another 8 to 10 games. He meant Love. He said Goff, though. But this one's easy for me. I love Jared Goff. I love the job that he's done. I'm going with the Packer, though. Love is cheaper. I know eventually he should get himself a monster contract, but he's also 4 years younger. And he comes from a system, the Green Bay Packers, that just hit on quarterbacks left and right. And those quarterbacks turn out to be all-world quarterbacks. And I'm fearful that they did it again. Not to mention, did you see how Jordan Love turned around last year? They were not a playoff team. They got smoked by the Lions. Then they rolled into Ford Field and smoked the Lions. And with all that young talent on that team and that nice draft that we think they had, I'm going to go Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is the next great quarterback in this division. So I got to disagree. I go Love. Tabulate your own vote. What do you think? All right, so this next one is easy to me, but Colin Cowherd thinks differently. Jared Goff versus Joe Burrow. Burrow is a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. Some people might even say higher. Who would Colin take?
This is the hardest one. Burrow is better. Burrow has 4 straight years with injuries. Goff never gets hurt. I'd go Goff. And I love Burrow. But aren't you concerned about Burrow's injuries? When's the last time he had a good September? You can go back to Goff. I know I'm getting a little erratic for a pilot. You can go back. I want to be stately. I want to be like Sully Sullenberger. Like if the plane goes a little sideways, I can...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
I can land it. But like, you're getting to a point with Joe Burrow is the injuries are now part of him. Like you have to bake it in. People always bang on Lamar Jackson for being hurt. Well, okay, then Joe Burrow gets hurt. So if you're asking me today who I would take, this moment, very close, it's Goff.
So if you listen to Colin Cowherd, he said, I think 5 times that Joe Burrow is better. The only thing he's worried about is injuries. And Burrow, of course, has had his fair share of them. He's had the ribs, the hands, the knees. I mean, he's played in 4 seasons. Twice he's played 10 games. The other 2 years he played 16 games. But he also went to a Super Bowl and almost won said Super Bowl. I think Joe Burrow is fine health-wise. I think he is an absolute stud on the field. He's only 24 years old. Joe Burrow is going to be the next great quarterback in the NFL. So I'm going to go Joe Burrow over Jared Goff. And I understand what Colin's saying with the injuries, but you cannot discount the rest of who he is. He's a stud. I'm going to go Joe Burrow over Jared Goff. All right, we got a couple more. What about Jared Goff versus Brock Purdy? What did Colin Cowherd have to say?
Goff, that's the easiest one. Goff got the Lions to win a playoff game for the first time in 32 years. You know how hard it is to break a losing culture? That is tough. Purdy took over a franchise that just wins a lot, that's stacked, and kept winning. Not that it's unimpressive, it's just not as impressive.
Once again, I'm going to disagree with Colin Cowherd. Brock Purdy is mobile, he's younger, he's cheaper. Sure, he'll get himself a massive deal at some point. But you saw what happened in the NFC title game. It's not like Brock Purdy is ever not ready for the big moment. And he's Mr. Irrelevant. So you got Jared Goff, the first pick overall of his draft class, against Brock Purdy, the last overall pick of his draft class. I go Brock Purdy because I saw him in action in the biggest game that we've seen the Lions play. And I'm not blaming Goff for losing that game by any means. I don't think it was his fault. But I am giving a boatload of credit to Brock Purdy for winning that game. guy's younger, he's a better athlete, and he's already proven at a very young age, yes, he's got oodles and oodles of talent around him, so does Goff, but he's already proven that he can get the job done when it matters the most. So I'm going to go Brock Purdy. Colin Cowherd went Jared Goff. I got two more. What about, and this one's easy, Goff versus Kirk Cousins. Here you go. Here's Colin.
I think Goff is, I think he's a number one pick for a reason, and Kirk's a fourth rounder for a reason. I think natural talent, Goff's better. Also, Cousins has to kind of familiarize himself. New staff, new system, new players. I don't think it'll be a little bumpy for him, I think.
All right, I'm going to agree with him there. Obviously, Goff over Kirk Cousins. And I just went on a long spiel how I don't think the fact that somebody's injury prone should make you choose somebody else over them. But Kirk Cousins is injury prone. And for the most part, he can't win the big game. And he's 34 years old. And I'm going to go Jared Goff. This one is really easy. Probably the easiest for me on this list. How about one more? And you knew this one was coming. Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford? Interesting. Who's Colin choose? Take a listen.
Closer than people think, I'd take Stafford. Now, again, he and Burrow, there's injuries, but Burrow's injuries are consistent. Stafford has healthy year, banged up, healthy, banged up. So I think this is closer than you think. I think Stafford's just a better arm talent. If you took Mahomes out and Josh Allen out, I think Stafford's the third best, what you would call arm talent in the league. I think he's that good. You do too, by the way. Closer than people think, I'd take Stafford.
All right, so this one's easy. He goes Stafford. He loves Stafford. He's out there in L.A. to begin with. I don't trust his opinion on this one. I go Goff. We saw Stafford here 12, 13 years, guys. He couldn't win a big game. And by the way, the barometer was not what it is now. Now they want to win a Super Bowl. Jared Goff has got you to an NFC title game, or at least he helped, right? He played a big part. Matthew Stafford had year after year after year to win you a playoff game. You didn't need to be a great team to win a playoff game. Quarterbacks on their own can win one single playoff game. Stafford went to all of three of them. I'm going to go Goff here. It's rather easy. So what do you think? What'd you take away from this? Goff versus Lamar Jackson. I went Lamar. Colin went Lamar. Goff versus Jalen Hurts. We both went Goff. Goff versus Prescott, we both went Goff. Goff versus Herbert, he chose Herbert, I chose Goff. Goff versus Jordan Love, he chose Goff, I chose Love. Goff chose Goff, I chose Burrow. Goff versus Brock Purdy, he chose Goff, I chose Purdy. Goff versus Kirk Cousins, we both chose Jared Goff. And Goff versus Matthew Stafford, he chose Stafford, I chose Goff. Where are you at? Let me know what you think. Where does Jared Goff rank amongst these matchups that we threw at you? And give me your top five or top seven. Like, what is Goff? A top 10, a top 7, a top 4? Like, where do you have him quarterback ranking-wise? Every other show has done this, so I feel I had to do that as well. All right, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. We'll get the comments tomorrow, okay? Then I'm taking a couple days off, so there'll be a Daily Ticket tomorrow on Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday, no Daily Ticket. Then I'll be back for Friday. It will be extravaganza on Friday as we enter the weekend. By the way, it's 6:08 on a Sunday right now. How about the Tigers? They get 1-6. They get 1-7. They take a 4-2 deficit, made it 4-4. Bottom of 7, 4-4 game. Like, my goodness gracious, these Tiger bats in the desert just rake. Hopefully they can complete the sweep. That would be nice. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow on the Daily Ticket, and we'll do comments as well. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.